This is the eighth court-martial emanating from the ongoing Air Force investigation. There are 10 more pending, and 13 cases are still being investigated. The sex scandal has been called the worst in Air Force history, and it has commanded the attention of military units around the world. Attorneys for Staff Sergeant Craig LeBlanc Monday filed a motion to dismiss the case or to remove General Teresa Carter from any post-trial activity. As commander of the 502nd Air Base Wing, Carter is the first level of appeal. She can approve a punishment, issue a lesser punishment, or throw a case out altogether. LeBlanc is accused, among other charges, of sexual assault and sexual violations with three female trainees. Defense Attorney Joseph Jordan wanted General Carter to testify in the court-martial to determine whether she would be influenced by Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welch's testimony to Congress in January.
His comments were that if you're having an unprofessional relationship with trainees, that you should be kicked out of the Air Force. So we filed an unlawful command influence motion based on those comments.
General Carter filed an affidavit in the case saying that she had not read media reports of the congressional hearing, nor had she watched the hearing itself. The defense motion was denied, but the military judge did allow the defense team to interview General Carter by phone in the afternoon. The results of that conversation are expected to be addressed when the court-martial resumes. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.